know it's You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Turn Back from Captain Vampire. Before that, Varda from Violet Knox, a remix by Jay Baggus. Before that, I Don't Suppose from Happy Little Clouds. And before that, I'm in Love with You from Crow Follow. Now we're going to hear something from Other Brother Daryl.
Just past the bay, put in the miles. Had those bills to pay, she would wonder. Oh, she loved the wonder, she used to laugh and dance just like a flame. My name and then forgive me, and we would laugh again. Gypsy girl, won't you come back home? She fall in love, and then she goes away. The house lights up. She takes a bow and then she waves. They all cheer. She disappears backstage.
To love you.
Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, and even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Before every show, well, the dress is tight, but I-
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was just Without You from 21 Grams More. Before that, Annie Pay Your Band from Christian Montgomery and the Winterkill Band. Before that, Gypsy Girl from Other Brother Daryl. And now we're going to hear live in Studio D, Astro Al.
We are Astro Al, and we're going to do a brand new song we've never played live before, never recorded. It's called Are We Clear, Amigo? Take it away. Okay, and that was Are We Clear, Amigo? Next up, we're going to do one that's kind of older. It's called Where Do the Shadows Go When They Don't Belong? And it's kind of in two parts. The first part is kind of a song sort of thing. And the second part is kind of this not-so-songy sort of part thing. And I'm Count Robot, by the way, from Astro Al, and over there...
DNA Girl.
Yeah, DNA Girl. You can't really see her. I'm pointing to her, but if this was live in... Well, it is live, because live on the air, but if it was live visually to you, like it is to me, you could see me pointing to her.
Yep. And, but I'm here.
But she's here anyways, and I'm not. And since I'm not here, let's get started. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Shadows are more obvious when you are deaf, but your sight and sense of smell are there. They grow stronger, and so does the sense of touch. Loud noises don't disturb you very much. But what are these shadows? They creep across the floor. They follow you down the hall and out of the door. Never noticed them before, or they're always there. Not attached to anyone, no one seems to care. Someone touched my shoulder.
See where the shadows go when they don't belong. Oh yes, you can. There's a castle that stares at you like cold death. A place where sunlight is forbidden. A place where living shadows swirl in their phantom dances. They know where the bodies were buried down deep beneath the dungeon. They know the songs of ancient banshees. They know the screaming chorus of the banshees. Have you gone mad yet? Don't worry, you soon will. And soon you will see what they've done with those walled up in the catacombs. You'll hear the sounds of nothing but the endless silence. All there is, the noiseless nothing. The empty void becomes every last thing you will never
here. The symphony of emptiness is all you will know in the space where the shadows go when they don't belong. The shadows bleed out of your soul. They bleed out of your mind. The shadows always go where they don't belong. All right, so that was Where Do the Shadows Go When They Don't Belong? And next up, we're going to do one called Office Colony. And it's kind of sort of a cover, but not really a cover, kind of. I write some words sometimes for this band out of Georgia, a great band called Space Seed. Hey guys, if you're listening, hey JP and all the rest, if you're listening, Brian Fowler, all those dudes. Anyways, so I wrote the words to this Office Colony one, and we figured, why not? Let's do it. So we're going to do this Office Colony one. Yeah, so here we go. I watch the swarming mass of the corporate hive, their segmented bodies crawling through the sticky honeycomb of cubicles. Their mandibles drip computations, facts, and org charts. With insect efficiency, they transmit data with a simple rub of their antenna, or the release of coded scent-filled data slipstreams. They make acquisitions and process purchases with their massive claws. What place do I have in the glorious, loving, sugar-coated office? How can a lowly, warm-bodied humanoid serve these gigantic, graceful insects? Their hundreds of multifaceted eyes scan selling points, data analytics, and ledgers. They use pheromones to sweeten their bloated deals and to cover all their personal data steals. Bloated deals, personal data steals. Their poison stingers drip with venom as they contemplate a hostile takeover. Long, long to serve them. No greater purpose than to serve the corporate office colony. Wish I could be a part of their corporate colony. I wait behind the clear wax wall of the cubicle cell. I wait behind the clear wax wall of the cubicle cell. I wait for them to come and devour me. I eagerly await for them to come and devour me. I wish I could be one of them. I wish I could devour me as one of them. Be one of them. Be one of them. Yeah, so that was that thing. Now we're going to do something else. This is from an Astro album that we actually put out this year called Dr. Gumdrop's Flea Circus Show. And what we're going to do is we're going to do one of the tracks from that. And yeah, only one from our new album. And this is actually a cover too. It's a cover of this guy. His name's Chopin, right? Chopin, right? Isn't that his name?
Chopin.
Oh, his name's Chopin? Okay.
Chopin.
Well, anyway, so this is called Etude, and this is kind of our version, which is a little bit different considering we're not doing it on a piano. We're mainly doing it on a mandolin and a tongue drum. Hopefully that'll stand in well for the piano. You ready there, DNA girl?
Mm-hmm.
All right, whenever you're ready. Yeah, and that was that. Now we're going to move on to something else, which is, oddly enough, I didn't really think about this when we were putting the set together, but this is yet another cover. This is for all the Hawkwind fans out there, if anyone is a Hawkwind fan. This is kind of a very different cover. A couple of years ago, we did a show over in England. And at the end of the show, we realized we were just a couple of minutes short of our set time. And we had time to fill. And I wish I had thought of this to do then instead of what we ended up doing. Because I just thought of this like just the second we walked off the stage. I'm like, wow, I should have done that. But now we're going to do this. So here we go. A kind of Hawkwind sort of cover. You ready over there, DNA girl? All right. In the 10th second of forever, I thought of the sea and a white yacht drifting. In the ninth second of forever, I thought of a leaf, a stone, the plastic fragment of a child's toy. In the eighth second of forever, I remembered a warm room where voices were destroyed by sonic attack. In case of sonic attack upon your district, follow these rules. If you are making love, it is imperative that you bring all bodies to orgasm simultaneously. Do not waste time blocking your ears. Do not waste time seeking a soundproof shelter. Try to get as far away from the sonic source as possible. Do not panic!
Do not panic!
Do not panic.
Do not panic.
Use your wheels. It is what they are for. Do not attempt to use your own limbs. Small babies should be placed inside the special cocoons and should be left, if possible, in shelters. If no wheels are available, metal, not organic limbs, should be employed whenever practical. Remember, in the case of sonic attack, survival means every man for himself.
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 Statistically, more people survive if they think only of themselves.
Themselves.
Only of themselves.
Themselves.
Do not attempt to rescue friends, relatives, loved ones. You have only a few seconds to escape. Use those seconds sensibly, or you will inevitably die. Do not panic.
Do not panic.
Think only of yourself.
Yourself.
Think only of yourself.
Yourself.
These are the first signs of sonic attack. You will notice small objects such as ornaments oscillating. You will hear a distant hissing in your ears. You will feel dizzy. You will feel the need to vomit. You will feel an ache in the pelvic region. There will be bleeding from orifices. You may be subject to fits of hysterical shouting or even laughter. These are all signs of imminent sonic destruction. Your only protection is flight. If you are less than 10 years old, remain in your shelter and use your cocoon. Remember, you can help no one else.
No one else.
You can help no one else. In the seventh second of forever, I thought of the life I would not lead because of the sonic attack. In the sixth second of forever, I saw your mouth whispering something I could not hear over the sonic attack. In the fifth second of forever, I thought of the vermilion deserts of Mars, the jeweled forests of Venus. In the fourth second of forever, I can remember nothing that I did not love. In the third second of forever, I thought of rain against a window. I thought of the wind. In the second second of forever, I thought of the pair of broken shades lying on the tarmac after the sonic attack. In the first and final second of forever, I thought of the long past that had led to now and the sonic attack, and never, 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 never. Okay, so that was that little Hawkwind bit. So the next thing we're going to do is every show we try to do something that we don't do any other time, and it just exists in that one show. And here is this thing that's going to exist in this one show. It actually doesn't even have a name. A lot of times we have a name for it before we do the show, but this time we have no name for it. It is a nameless thing. Maybe that's its name. But who knows? You can decide. And are you ready there, D Negro? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go with our nameless thing. Okay, so that was that. Now we're going to do something. This is a really old one. Goes way back. I'm not even sure how many billion years ago we did this one.